Good afternoon, everyone. This is your futures market wrap-up on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Normally, we're joined at this time by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, but Justin has the afternoon off. We'll take a look at all your market news and the closing market numbers right after this.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get the Auto Guide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Coming up Friday, November 1st, it's the 14th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Fall Cattle Drive. Their replacement female sale starting at 1 p.m. at OKC West Stockyards in El Reno on Friday, November 1st. Quality replacement females, bred heifers, young cows and pairs, over 400 head already consigned and more coming in every day. For more details on this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive, contact Chisholm Kinder, 405-235-4391.
December cattle traded lower today. Talk of the short-term overbought condition of the market and news that some U.S. beef exports were found tainted with growth enhancers again this week helped to spark some long liquidation selling. Choice box beef cutout values at mid-session came in at $205.31. That's up $1.07 from yesterday and up from $200.79 last week. Positioning ahead of the cold storage and cattle on feed reports for release tomorrow after the close helped to keep the trade choppy. December hogs managed to trade up to new contract highs early in the session today, but closed lower. Cash markets were steady to weaker, with some packers indicating that they do not need more hogs for the week. Pork cutout values were lower late yesterday, and there were also some weakness into the midday today due to weaker belly and ham prices. The CME Lean Hog Index as of October 28th was 90.51. That's from 91.12 the previous session. December wheat traded lower on news that India will cut their floor export price to $260 per ton from $300 per ton. Traders see higher exports from India as slowing exports from the U.S. and Europe. Traders expect the weekly export sales update for the morning with 3 weeks' worth of data to show that wheat sales have near 1.75 million tons. Brazil's trade minister indicated that the quota for tariff-free wheat imports was raised by 600,000 tons to 3.3 million tons. On the close yesterday in our cattle markets, live cattle for October delivery, 133.35. That's down a nickel. The December contract was off $1.15 at 133.12. October feeders were down 20 cents at 165.22, and the November contract was off $1.80 at 164.95. Lean hogs were down 95 cents on the day at 90.40. We'll look at your grains next.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
In our grain markets on Wednesday, Kansas City December wheat was down 4 cents at 747 and 3 quarters. The July contract was off 3 and a quarter cents at 725 even. Chicago December wheat down 6 and a quarter cents at 675 even. And July Chicago wheat down 4 and a quarter cents at 685 and 1 quarter. In the row crops, Chicago December corn down 1 and 3 quarters at 430 and a quarter. March corn down 2 and a half at 441 and 3 quarters. November soybeans up 8 and a half cents on the day at 1287 and a half. And the January contract was up 5 3/4 at 1276 1/2. In the cotton markets, December cotton was down 50 points at 77.84 cents per pound, and the March contract off 32 points at 79.83. In the energy markets, December crude oil was at 96.78, December natural gas at 362 per million BTUs. In the precious metals, December COMEX gold was at 1341, and December COMEX silver was at 2266. That's a look at your afternoon futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.